This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
The NCAA announced that the women's basketball tournament will move to a 68-team field, up from 64 starting this season. In addition, the women's selection show will be Sunday, March 13th on ESPN. The show had been on Monday since 2006, but it moves back to Sunday to accommodate the extra games, which will be played March 16th and 17th. While we're talking good news, SBJ hosted the 40 Under 40 Awards at Chelsea Piers in New York last night, where both the 2020 and 2021 classes were honored. The event is an annual celebration of the best young talent in sports business. Honorees have included league commissioners and officers, team presidents and senior execs, top media figures, brand side marketers, and the heads of the industry's top agencies. Congratulations to all who were recognized for their accomplishments in sports business. Good morning. It's Thursday, November 18th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. The NFL, in a memo, has instructed all teams to intensify protocols in hopes of mitigating the risk of the spread of COVID-19 as holiday gatherings take place beginning with Thanksgiving next week. The league strongly encouraged that teams provide drive-through testing for family members and friends visiting players and staff members for Thanksgiving. The NFL also is making it a requirement that all players and Tier 1 and Tier 2 staff members, regardless of vaccination status, submit to COVID-19 testing on Monday, November 29th, and Wednesday, December 1st. The league further reminded teams of the need for vigilance in enforcing protocols for vaccinated and unvaccinated players, and to submit video surveillance of team meetings and weight room activities to the league. Staying with the NFL, the Bills and the Chiefs started off the season leading all teams in local market ratings, and through Week 10 haven't looked back, according to our Austin Carr. The Bills lead all teams with a 46.6 rating in Buffalo for games, while the Chiefs have a 44.1 number in Kansas City. Rounding out the top five are the Packers at 41.4 in Milwaukee, the Saints 40.2 in New Orleans, and the Browns 36.6 in Cleveland Akron. Caesars Sportsbook will enter the soon-to-open New York betting market behind a sweeping Madison Square Garden deal that includes sponsorship of both the Knicks and Rangers, branding of a premium club in the arena's lower bowl, and development of an MSG Network series featuring comic J.B. Smoove, now best known as Caesar, in the company's familiar ad campaign. Caesars also gets a fleet of traditional marketing and advertising assets, including TV visible signs, in-arena video features, on-court and on-ice promotions, digital advertising across team and MSG platforms and digital boards, in the heavily trafficked plaza outside the arena, and in the nearby Moynihan Train Hall at Penn Station. The NBA will expand its presence in Brazil with plans to open 6 new NBA stores in the South American nation by January, bringing its total to 18. That would make Brazil the league's third largest physical retail market in the world outside the U.S. More than 2 million fans are expected to visit NBA stores in Brazil next year. The league last month opened its NBA store arena in Sao Paulo, and the 5,000-square-foot retail space is now the third largest NBA store in the world and the largest in Latin America. The NBA store arena in Sao Paulo will also host NBA Basketball School, a tuition-based development program open to male and female players ages 6 to 18. League of Legends creator Riot Games has promoted John Needham to the newly created role of President Esports, where he will oversee all esports activity and operations for the company's various gaming titles as part of a newly unified esports division. The promotion comes in the same week that Riot announced its promotion of Waylon Rosell to head of global esports operation, a role directly under Needham's new position. Needham has already worked for more than 2 years spearheading Riot's esports efforts as its global head of esports. He has had multiple leadership positions within Riot since joining the company in 2017, including working as managing director of Europe and head of League of Legends European Championship. Before joining Riot, Needham held senior level roles at multiple game studios, including serving as CEO of both Cryptic Studios and Gazillion Entertainment, and working for 3 years within Microsoft's game development ecosystem. Continuing with executive transactions, Zach Leontis is taking on an expanded role at Monumental Sports and Entertainment, receiving a promotion to the newly created position of President of Media and New Enterprises. Leontis, who will report to his father, Monumental Chair and CEO Ted Leontis, was most recently Senior VP of Strategic Initiatives for Monumental, and Grant Hastings was recently promoted to Senior VP Monumental Enterprises to help fill the void left by Zach Leontis' move. We're placing a larger emphasis on categories of interest where we think the sports and entertainment industry is going, Leontis told SBJ, explaining now his new position will focus on growing revenue for Monumental via mergers and acquisitions and growing spaces like esports, sports betting, and blockchain technology. One goal is eclipsing $1 billion in annual revenue in the near future. In other people news, NBC Sports' Catherine Tappan is moving over to the NBC golf team, taking over the Nets' lead interviewer duties, beginning at the Honda Classic in February. Tappan will travel to most, if not all, top-flight NBC Sports golf events. Heading forward, she will handle interviews with players and other notable guests. Tappan is taking on a position vacated by Steve Sands, who will be transitioning into a larger play-by-play role, in addition to helping supplement Tappan as an interviewer when the situation dictates. We'll end on a quick programming note. Oakview Group's Tim Lywicki takes the stage at SBJ's Dealmakers in Sports on December 1st in New York City. It's been a transformative fall for Tim and his team, with grand openings at the state-of-the-art Climate Pledge Arena and UBS Arena. Join us in 2 weeks on December 1st for SBJ's Dealmakers in Sports Conference, and hear from Tim Lywicki, the man behind the deals that are shaping the future of sports venue design, operation, and monetization. Details are available at sportsbusinessjournal.com. And that's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Thursday. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.